Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, as this is a Monday podcast episode where we focus on a particular astrological topic or theme. And today we're going to discuss the astrological energies of May 2024 and what a month this is. Now, in this show, we go through the highlights and the main energies. And what we're going to see in May is actually quite unusual because we have a lot of Jupiter energy. It's a big Jupiter month, and I'll be going through the various transiting energies of Jupiter, what it's amplifying for you, what it's opening up, especially as Jupiter completes its time in Taurus and moves into Gemini on May 25th. So I'll go through more of the specifics, but again, very unusual to have a month that focuses on Jupiter's influence. Now, another theme of the month is that we only have one planet stationing retrograde, and that would be Pluto. Pluto stations retrograde at 2 degrees 6 minutes of Aquarius on May 2nd at 1:46 p.m. That's Eastern Time. And so this is the only retrograde planet for the month, and that's great for more of what we're ready to take on and move forward, especially after eclipse season and the recent Mercury retrograde. So Pluto stationing retrograde in Aquarius is a time for you to call back your energy into the present moment, to allow yourself to sit with what has opened up for you, especially since January 20th, which is when Pluto entered Aquarius this year. Yes, Pluto did enter Aquarius in 2023, but now Pluto has traveled to 2 degrees of Aquarius, and this is a time to pause. Really look at what is opening up for you, what has been activated. And with Pluto, there's always a deeper initiation journey. And it was quite intense, if you'll recall, back in February. In January and February, we had Pluto moving into Aquarius and working through exact conjunction to each personal planet. And that was an intense energy signature. Now you might have some deeper understandings around what Pluto is requiring you to transform. Pluto often makes us uncomfortable because Pluto shows us a fear, an attachment, an expectation. Pluto shows us a part of ourselves that we didn't realize was operating within us, and then challenges us to grow through it and to grow past it. So as Pluto is slowing down here as May begins and then is retrograde through the rest of the month, and in fact until the middle of October, specifically October 12th, this is a time to look at what you are sitting with that's requiring transformation, that is actually right on time, even though it's uncomfortable and even though you might be resisting it. That Pluto energy churns away at us. It has a very deep churning energy to take you deeper and understand more of your potential power, of your potential gifts, and to blast through any limitations. So this is how May begins, with this strong Pluto energy signature. Now, as we move through the month, Mercury will clear his shadow. He was previously retrograde in Aries and will clear that retrograde shadow at 27 degrees of Aries on May 13th and 14th. And then that Mercury retrograde energy is complete and closing out. So for this month, the personal planets are gaining strength and are in fact much stronger than they've been for most of the year. And that's because not only is this Mercury now having a reset on his intentions and what he wants to begin and move towards, but we also have Venus in her home sign of Taurus. She travels through Taurus from April 29th until May 23rd. And we also have Mars now in his home sign of Aries from April 30th until June 10th. So when the personal planets are in their natural energy frequencies that just feel like home to them, a few things can happen. First of all, it can feel easier in certain areas of your life. It can just feel like it's comfortable. There's flow. Things are happening. You're not trying to do something that isn't quite lining up. Of course, this does depend on your natal astrology chart and how you work with these energies personally. But in general, in terms of the collective, Venus and Mars are beautifully supported this month. And that means that as they're moving through your natal chart in Taurus and in Aries, again, things could feel like they're finally lining up. They have momentum and ease. There's things that are just coming together that maybe you thought were delayed or pushed back. Now they show up. At least that is certainly the potential here in May. So with both of these planets in their home signs, this can also enhance relationships and connections. This can be better for also looking at where you are in a connection, a friendship, a relationship, and to determine, you know, what is true for you now and how is this moving ahead? Because these are forward moving energies. That is another theme of May. It's time to move on. It's time to get going with something. It's time to take it forward to the next level, follow your next steps, whatever that looks like for you. Now is the time. And May has the energy of opening doors, opening windows. Maybe it feels like a garage door is opening. Maybe the roof is opening. It's sort of like the energy is ready to go and movement could feel like it's just happening, even if it's quite suddenly. Keep in mind that Mars in Aries, he is ready for it. And he had an intense journey through Pisces because typically in Pisces, he has a break. He gets to relax. He sets down all of his typical tools and armor and everything that he uses. But this time in Pisces, he had that conjunction to Saturn and the conjunction in Neptune, which could have felt like a loss of life force. It could have felt like pure exhaustion and that there was less energy available to get things done, or you just didn't have it in you to operate or move with your typical life force because that Mars was under strain and he was going through a very deep spiritual transformation where he had to complete things. He had to let it go. He had to finalize something, especially at a spiritual level. So the higher energetic frequencies were really being felt. And what happens too with Mars making those conjunctions to Saturn and Neptune is that it brought something into our present timeline, our present reality that maybe we thought was out there. It was floating around, you know, it was just in the ethers, just something at a very distant place within our energy fields. No, it was brought front and center and required to work through it, acknowledge it, and let it go. So big endings of karma, soul contracts, surrendering something and maybe feeling that grief or the sadness around it, understanding this is over, I'm done with this, I have to move on. And now Mars moves into Aries and throughout May, it's a feeling of being refreshed, maybe ready to go, also being very intentional with what am I moving towards? Because sometimes that Mars in Aries is too impulsive, too impatient, just will take the next bus that shows up without even knowing where it's going. And that could be a waste of energy. So this is a Mars that has had an awakening and has been elevated and wants you to be very intentional about your creation journey. Very intentional about what you want to create next so that you're doing so from a place of deeper self-understanding. And that will take you further. And that, in fact, will be the most rewarding beginning of all. So May is starting you off with something, asking you to approach it in a new way and to be brave and to be honest. These are some of the higher expressions of Aries. We also still have, as I said, that Mercury in Aries, which is a very decisive energy. It's very clear thinking. Call a spade a spade. You know, be honest, be direct. Don't even waste your time on something that isn't true for you. This is where you are beautifully guided to be in your power in that very courageous way, where you know yourself and you're willing to live from that place. And we also have still the North Node in Aries that is supporting you in new endeavors, in stepping into more of your potential, taking a risk, doing something in a new way, and knowing that however it plays out, whatever transpires, whatever happens next, you will always be okay. You will always be okay. You will always then figure out the next thing. You will always know what to do next. And when you have that level of self-confidence and internal assurance, you can do anything, because then you are radically trusting yourself. And it doesn't matter what presents. It doesn't matter what unfolds. It doesn't matter what happens next. There's a level of freedom there where you're like, I'm going to be good no matter what happens, because I also know that everything is happening for my best and highest good. Everything is unfolding with benevolent love for me as a soul. And I know that I will have exactly what it takes for the next step of my journey. And this can be a confidence that you travel with, that you feel, and that you're also living from. And that's what these planets in Aries can offer you at this time. Now, as I said, May is a big Jupiter month, and let's get into that, because Jupiter is the energy that brings us abundance, resources, opportunities, invitation. Jupiter opens up the doors. Jupiter wants us to have good things in life that make us happy, that allow our frequency to be higher. Now, Jupiter can be too much. Jupiter can be overwhelm and exaggeration. It can be that sense of there's so much going on, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to choose. So, of course, it does depend on how you work with Jupiter energy. But overall, this is where the universe comes through and says, I see your journey. I know what you've been moving through. I understand where it's been tough or where it's been challenging. So how about this to make your life easier? How about this next step, this opportunity, this pat on the back? How about that? And that's what the energy here of May does offer us. So Jupiter is completing the journey through Taurus, and we've had big Jupiter energy for a while now, because we had, of course, Jupiter conjunct Uranus at 21 and 22 degrees of Taurus in April, which we were talking about. If you follow astrology, you know that was a big deal. Well, now this month, we're going to have the Sun conjunct Jupiter at 28 degrees of Taurus. That's happening on May 18th. Then we're going to have Venus conjunct Jupiter. That occurs at 29 degrees of Taurus on May 23rd. And we're also going to see Jupiter making a sextile to Neptune in Pisces at 29 degrees. So before Jupiter is done in Taurus, we have these beautiful connections with the Sun, Venus, and Neptune that are enhancing more of what you're creating, really wanting you to own what you are worth, wanting you to power up that self-love, that self-confidence through the Taurus energies before Jupiter moves on into Gemini. And Jupiter has big moves in Gemini too, which I'll get to here in just a moment. But know that there are energies completing that want you to look at what you have been working through in these Taurus themes, where you're ready to be more confident. You're ready to feel more worthy. You're ready to up level. Of course, this can certainly apply to your creative spirit and what you want to physically create in the world. Taurus rules our five senses. So it really is about the frequency we establish and expect in our physical world. Where if you want flowers in your reality, if you want good music and good quality food, if there's things that you're looking at that you've outgrown, this Jupiter in Taurus wants you to up-level your physical world experiences. And this can certainly be noticing something new or noticing things in a new way. Taurus is about finances and money and what you earn and what you take in. And so there could be things you're realizing here that you're saying, I want more in terms of my personal resources, in terms of what's in my bank account or what I want to experience in my financial energies. That is one way that the Taurus energy tends to get motivated or tends to get excited. Now, it's not all about that. Of course, it's more about, in order to up-level financially, you have to believe you're worth it. And maybe there's something pushing at you to ask for a raise or to do something different that'll bring in more, that enhances not only your financial energy, but your own self-worth. And so where are you ready to really own it? Own something new. Own your power. This could be acknowledging that you're really good at certain parts of your life. Like you're really good at taking care of this or creating that. You're really good at something, and you could have that self-acknowledgement here as Jupiter finishes up its time in Taurus. And you could feel that there has been a stabilization in your core self-esteem that Jupiter has been guiding you through. Jupiter is also about what we learn through real life experiences, what we learn through things that we've had to endure, and understanding, I'm wiser now. I'm wiser around certain areas of my life. I'm clearer around what I want and what I don't want. I have stronger boundaries as well. And that is something that the earth signs will support you with, where you can say, yes, I pull this energy towards me, or no, thank you, I push this energy away. So what is stronger, clearer, and truer for you? Because that will certainly come up during the middle of May. Also, we're going to see this Jupiter moving across Pleiadian energy points. And this is where our Earth, our solar system, connects with the Pleiadian star system, also known as the Seven Sisters. And this enhances our spiritual growth through Pleiadian themes. And those themes are often about compassion, support, healing. There's a deep intelligence with Pleiadian energy around how to support in a loving, kind way, because it's connected directly with the Taurus energies. It enhances that self-worth frequency, like why I'm here on the planet now, what I came to experience, where I'm here to grow and learn through the earthly realms. There is also a very interesting detachment that happens with the Pleiadian energies. And that's where you understand what you can do and what you cannot do. Sort of like this, again, strong boundary, where the Pleiadian energy signature will do what it can, but will also detach and step away so that others have the opportunity to step into their power. So it's not the energy of wanting to save everyone. It doesn't have that martyr energy either. Rather, the Pleiadians are highly advanced, highly intelligent. They come from a whole other dimension and experience of energies that's light years ahead. They're light years ahead of what we're moving through here on the earth. And so they're offering wisdom and guidance, but also honoring that this is on you. You know, there's things that you have to choose, you have to experience, you have to embody in order to make the most of your time on the planet, and do so from a place of worthiness, also from a place of detachment where you're not heavily engrossed in other people's choices or their journey. You're not overly focused on their world, their life, what they're doing. That's part of this detachment that can come up because it's designed to help you feel good about yourself. Love who you are. Love your journey. Love your gifts. Yes, show up and guide, instruct, or offer to others as needed, but don't do so to the point that your self-confidence and your self-esteem is based on their validation. It's not based on always needing energy from others to support you. So that is a big theme here as this Jupiter in Taurus moves across these Pleiadian degree points, which occur at 25, 26, 27, even 28 degrees of Taurus. So Jupiter has big moves here as we finish the journey through Taurus. Then Jupiter enters Gemini on May 25th at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time on May 25th. And as soon as Jupiter enters Gemini, there is an immediate conjunction to Sedna now in Gemini. So at 0 degrees of Gemini, here's Jupiter amplifying these new Sedna themes. Now, I did a separate podcast episode for you on Sedna in Gemini, so do check that out as I go into more of what that means and involves. But Sedna in Gemini is activating more of our evolved communication potentials. But at the same time, she digs into what's happening behind the scenes with Gemini and what we aren't seeing clearly, where energies can be two-faced, so to speak, where people are saying one thing to your face, but meaning something else behind your back. Yes, this can be mean girl energy. This can be where people are duplicitous and they'll say anything to make you happy, but what is their true intention? This can also show you where you're meant to go higher in trusting what you're picking up through telepathy, through other communication modes, through what you're sensing that isn't being said. And Jupiter in Gemini conjunct Sedna is going to help you trust that. It's going to help you see through the BS or see through what is an untruth, because that Jupiter wants you to trust the truth of what you're sensing. So this can be quite an eye-opening energy where you might have certain conversations, dialogues, interactions with people, and you're realizing what is not being spoken, and you're tapping into a deeper truth here that the universe wants you to continue to develop and to continue to trust. Now, right after that exact conjunction with Sedna, Jupiter will trine Pluto retrograde in Aquarius at 1 degree. And this is happening the end of May into June. So this is how the month ends. And then we move into the energy of June with this strong air sign connection. And this is where there could be the next big idea, the next significant breakthrough, some things that show up that have a lot of energy to them, a lot of power. It's a clear yes. This is often a very positive connection. Even though Pluto is retrograde in Aquarius, here comes Jupiter in Gemini making something evident to you, really helping you logistically form what you've been developing and sitting with since Pluto entered Aquarius. So I feel like the month of May is going to end with some breakthroughs, with some big information, big knowledge. This can be great for socializing, group events, fun travel experiences. This is wonderful for broadening your horizons, seeing things in a new way, in a new light. It also is going to show you something that you want to develop and head towards. Maybe it's a big project. Maybe it's a bigger life theme for you where you've been going through some stuff. You've been deeply working through it. In fact, as I say that, I want to give a shout out to those of you who have Pluto conjunct any of your natal planets in Aquarius. This is a life-changing year for you. If you have planets or points between 0 and 2 degrees of Aquarius, you have been in it. It has been relentless. You could feel like the hits and the challenges and the intensity has been never ending. Now, Jupiter in Gemini comes through with a trine, opens up support, opens up new people, opens up something that inspires you, and it's time to trust it and to make moves on this. you're still going through a big change. And that big change is going to last until early 2026. Please don't shoot the messenger. I know that's not what you want to hear, but this is how Pluto transits work. So yes, it started in 2024. It's going to be a 2-year cycle because of the Pluto retrogrades. But this particular trine from Jupiter in Gemini is opening something up that's going to help you. So I just want to offer that to those of you, again, you have planets or points in those early Aquarius degree points where your life is changing permanently and you're not going to know what it looks like until early 2026. That's just how Pluto works. So you're in it for the long haul. You got to power up. You got to get stronger. You've got to understand this is going to pay off. This is going to lead you to something even truer for yourself and for that particular planet in the early degrees of Aquarius. But it's going to require more from you than you've ever experienced before. And I hope that May and into June, this Jupiter trine gives you more of that confidence and more of that ability to trust these changes that are coming through, even though they are tough and grueling. So the trine from Jupiter in Gemini to Pluto in Aquarius is an opening here. Cosmic blessings, wonderful manifestation, good news, positive things happening. Life-changing developments. Yes, it is that big. It is that significant in the world of astrology. Again, the energy is stronger in June, but the end of May is where you could start to feel it and sense it. Now, I realized in my own haste that I skipped over something I wanted to talk about with you in terms of Jupiter in Taurus, sextiling Neptune in Pisces. So please, let's go back to May 21st to May 26th. This is going to be an important interaction. This is when these two planets are both in feminine energies and they are helping you complete something as they connect at 29 degrees. So in your chart, you're now looking at Jupiter in Taurus at 29 degrees, Neptune in Pisces at 29 degrees, making a soft sextile. It's gentle, kind, loving. And this is a beautiful connection of completion of something that you have deeply trusted. You've trusted it on your healing journey. You've trusted it in terms of what you were navigating and you didn't know what would happen. You didn't know where it would go. The sextile from Jupiter brings in a warm hug, a congratulations, a form of acknowledgement. This could be through a peaceful conclusion. This could be something comforting, a blessing, something creative that allows you to also understand maybe you had a lot going on that you were working on internally. This is a private energy. This is emotional and intuitive. It's been a part of your spiritual journey. And in fact, this could be related to something that started for you back in April 2022. That's because in April 2022, Jupiter and Neptune were conjunct in Pisces. Do you remember that? If you follow astrology, you might recall that because we talked about it a lot. Jupiter was conjunct Neptune in Pisces, April 12th, 2022. At 23, nearly 24 degrees of Pisces. And now we are revisiting that story from 2 years ago and looking at what you have learned, what you have decided, what you've moved through, how you have shifted and grown, and now where you're closing it out. Because this sextile is happening at 29 degrees, known as a critical degree and a degree of mastery, this is something that is ending that you've already been aware of, and now you feel that shift. You feel it really completing, and you're acknowledging what you've learned, what it's taught you, how it's supported your own, perhaps, emotional growth, intuitive development, spiritual mastery. All of these are the realms of both Jupiter and Neptune in these two astrology signs, and this is something for you to beautifully see in yourself. Just honor yourself, because not only are these softer feminine energies, but they're internal, they're private, they're self-acknowledging, and they're also how you've become stronger and more confident in what you do want next. So this is happening again, May 21st to May 26th, and there is a softer, flowing influence of energy here that if you have planets or points at 29 degrees of the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, or 29 degrees of the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, then you're going to feel this influence even more. Because it's so soft, you might not notice it. It might not be something you particularly tap into or feel if you don't have planets or points at 29 degrees of the earth signs or water signs, but it will be in the collective. It allows us to soften our energy, to trust. This could even show up as laziness. And I don't want to do much. I'm ready for a break. I want some time off. That can also be a part of the influence of this sextile. But it is important because it's an interaction between two outer planets. So again, one of the big themes of May is Jupiter. Jupiter's energy as a transiting planet that will be conjunct the Sun and conjunct Venus, then sextiling Neptune, all in Taurus. Then Jupiter enters Gemini, May 25th, is immediately conjunct Sedna in Gemini, and then begins that trine to Pluto retrograde in Aquarius at 1 degree that moves us into June. So you want to be aware of Jupiter moving through the final degrees of Taurus in your chart, specifically 24 to 29 degrees of Taurus this month, as Jupiter is going to show you what you've been earning, what you've been working towards, what you've been strengthening in yourself. And then the transition into Gemini opens up more interactions, communications, and thoughts, opens up more possibilities, how to be adaptable, how to see it in a new light, and understand how to then work with the energy in a way that takes you forward. Jupiter in Gemini is quite busy. Life picks up the pace when Jupiter goes into Gemini. A lot is going on. More things are dinging on your phone. More is happening on your calendar. There's more places to go in the world. Work might get busier, for example. New projects, new things happening, new, because all of a sudden, everyone has something to say, has something they want to talk about and write down. And this can be overwhelming. There can be a lot that all of a sudden comes up. So you'll want to be able to organize it. Make sure you don't forget a detail. You don't forget something important that you want to make sure is on your calendar. You also want to make sure that you have a way to move the energy outside of the mind, because we can have mental fatigue and mental overwhelm when there's a lot of Gemini energy in the mix, which will be the case towards the end of May. But if you've been doing the practical grounding work of Taurus, you can handle it, because you're strong in your core. Your energy is clearer. You're aware of your priorities, what matters, where you say yes and where you say no, right? So that's how the energy moves forward, is that Jupiter in Taurus has been showing you, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to focus on. This is what I'm going to build. Then Jupiter in Gemini brings in more connections, more people, more ways of doing so, but you still want to stay strong in that intention and in what matters to you for the long term. Now, in my weekly Wednesday show, I'll be discussing more of the particulars of May. We will look at the Taurus new moon, which happens on May 7th. We'll also discuss the Sagittarius full moon that occurs on May 23rd, plus Mercury entering Taurus, the Sun moving into Gemini, and all the other transiting aspects that will unfold throughout the month. So I just wanted to give you an overview of some of the bigger energies that await us in May. And again, I hope that you connect to the bounty of Jupiter this month. I hope it delivers and brings things that you've been waiting waiting for, things you've been trusting, you've been visualizing it, and I hope it shows up for you in the most beautiful way. If your birthday is in May, be sure and check out my program on how to read your solar return chart. This will give you an understanding of what awaits you over the next 12 months. This is where you create a solar return chart that is your energy imprint for the year ahead, shows you where your sun is located, shows you where your moon is located, and that will show you what will be changing this year. It's also going to give you new areas of life to focus on and help you have a heads up on what your soul will be experiencing based on the energies of your birthday. So do check out that program. It is 50% off with coupon code BIRTHDAY. I'll put the link below the podcast. And this is a great way for you to not only become your own astrologer, but to be in charge of your energy, to know that, okay, this year in my solar return chart, my sun is in the 10th house. Well, that means it's going to be a year focused on your career, profession, what you're doing in the world, how you show up. That's very different than if your solar return sun is in the 4th house, which is more internal, family oriented, aware of what's going on and what you need to take care of. And that's very different than if your solar return sun is in the 7th house or the 8th house. So this is a way for you to be in charge of your life and aware of your energy and how to make the most of it. So it's a joy to teach you this information because it helps you understand your journey while making connections to the astrological energies in your chart. So check that out, how to read your solar return chart. It's also a program that you can return to every year. So for those of you who bought it previously and your birthday's in May, come back on in and check out what you're experiencing over this next cycle. You can go through every video and look at what's happening for you this year. So it's designed to be something that you return to year after year. You can find all of my programs at mollymccord.online. If you would like to do a deep dive into any other astrological topic or theme, also be sure to check out my YouTube channel, where you will find in the playlist tons of topics, tons of free instructional videos and insights to help you learn more about your astrology chart. I hope that those free videos also give you good things to think about and know in yourself. I'll be back every Wednesday and Monday for a new podcast episode. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, it's a joy to connect with you through this world and language of astrology. Take good care. Have a beautiful month of May, and I'll see you back here soon.